我说英语这个，同我一起，我是主人，帮他们认真一些个人做去。那白马卡尔杰王松杰农，对，等你多接这个亲戚那么容易噻。白马卡尔杰王松杰农，干完你这个的，第八千步。 대바첸보웨서지잉니제케 대칭외서 で、ま、どどんたどどんからさな、どどんで、どがいひがるとね。ニョンモンバ、どちゃ、けだん、とも、まじゃ、ちゃど、がぼら、とがせ。とくせひ、よくびじゅんせからさな、とくじくてんべとらんがばすな、とくて
이때에 동은 내록 또는 얘기 얘기 진짜 그래. 동은 내록 때 동아 이 내록 외설이 임베세나 동은 내록 또나 동아 때 이힝아로 졸밤 이힝아로 이렇게 그래. 대세나 요몽바 동은 내록 또때 동아 이힝아로 이렇게 니힝아로 졸네 졸세지 때 동아랑진바 이힝아예 Mulam tabre, Mulam to Mulam mo my hip a capso, Panza chick, the topsa chick, Zangbo chick, the name by chick knee over it. To drop the nama yure. Ninzain sejur. Ninzain sejute says zoomy your tongue. Says zoomy your chick yona, tell a make when Zimbe same jigger written in Ninzain. Ninzayam, Ninang Trupa. Tapan Tokta, Ninang Trupa. Te Namdo Trupe, Namdo Trupe, Trupa in Basena, Pantok Tang, Ninzain te Hegogono. Pantom Ninzain te Hekparan Zojik, Sijite, Pantom Ninzain te Hekale Kago Yabasena, Hegle Lavoyona, Ranga Hek Togono. Ranga Yapo Zo Togado, Pantom Ninzin, the Hikale Kapoya, but the Isena, Pantom Ninzin, the Namdo, the Hikbar, the Ne, Zojik, Selama, the Sorvatam Nata, Rora Nano, Nase, Sovatabando. The
Palaki
Jum trouble. Eh? Tay in the heat.
So then to look at the line where we just stopped, which begins with Pema Gargi Wangchu Kienno, and the next four lines connected with that, it's at the top of page 55. So the name Pema Gargi Wangchu is his Vajrayana name. So this verse then is sort of from the perspective of the Vajrayana. So one calls upon Jangong Khantra Lodra Taye through his Vajrayana name. Where is it that he looks upon us from? It is the expanse of great bliss and luminosity. So great in the Vajrayana, the ultimate nature, or the perfected ultimate nature, is understood as the inseparability of bliss and emptiness. It's also known as the luminosity of great bliss. So here, these two are combined. The expanse refers to emptiness. So you have the expanse of emptiness then, which contains great bliss, so that's, or is inseparable from great bliss, so that's the first one, and the expanse, which is also inseparable from luminosity, so that would be the second way of understanding it. So it has these two aspects, both of which are inseparable from emptiness. And so one asks him then to look upon us with great loving kindness or great compassion. So then, once we've called the Lama and asked him to look upon us, then there's something that we wish from him. And here, what it is that we ask for, two things. The first one is, liberate the five poisons into the five wisdoms. So the five poisons you probably all know. They are dullness or ignorance, of aversion, desire, pride, and jealousy. Those are the five main poisons. And one needs to know them because of the power that they have within our lives. Usually, in worldly terms, a poison is something that causes illness and suffering and actually can cause death. It's a very powerful substance. However, if one looks at it within this Vajrayana context, then the poisons are seen as part of our mental, they're mental. And the essence of these five poisons, the essential nature of these five poisons seen from an ultimate point of view, is primordial wisdom. So another way of saying that is that their essential nature is luminosity, or the true nature of the five poisons is luminosity. So if you realize the true nature of the five poisons, then they will arise as the five different kinds of wisdoms. And that's what this liberate here means. It actually means to realize the true nature of the five poisons, and that is the way they are liberated into wisdom. So that which is suffering itself then, actually can be turned into or transformed into wisdom. A metaphor, a traditional metaphor that's used for this is ice and water. In the state of when water is ice, it is bound by coldness, literally. It's frozen. The coldness freezes it. And then through one's practice and wisdom and so forth, that is melted into water, which is its true nature. So the true nature or the appears. So the ice is the five poisons, and the water is the different kinds of wisdoms in that. Then the last line, may our dualistic clinging to loss and gain disappear. Seeing loss and gain as something separate, as two different objects, or seeing them dualistically, is the delusion of conception or of the process of thought. In their essence, there is actually no duality. So when one's caught by this delusion that there is something, there is a samsara to give up and a nirvana to attain, when one's caught by that, one thinks then that they're real, that there's something real. However, if we recognize the dream for a dream, then we liberate ourselves from that clinging. And usually, dualistic perception or dualistic clinging in Tibetan is expressed through an object that is perceived and the perceiver who is perceiving. So you put those two together and that becomes the word for dualistic perception. So there's a subject and an object. There's a duality there. And so that is the delusion of concepts. It's a conceptual delusion again. And so one asks then that Lodra Taiya, or here under his name of Pema Gargi Wangchuk, will help us to become liberated from this delusion of dualism. Here, seen in a particular form of thinking there's something to achieve or attain like nirvana, and something to give up or throw off or abandon like samsara. This is not easy to do, and therefore, if it were, we could do it by ourselves, and since it's hard and difficult, then we ask for the Lama's help.
Docha namda sorto yekinang nang maringang
Docha
namda sorto yekinang Yedan nanda melong yiki ngang ganga ngang jibar ngang
melong yishi dang
dang mara ngang
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 ngang ngang baki ngang
re re ngang ba rang mara Tumuk namda chuyin yehi ngang Kedang namda nyamni yehi ngang Mar. De trado namda. Trado namda nyamni yehi ngang
Lord,
tanda karche sa
thadok namda
thado mare ngaja namda
ngaja
ngaja lab song
la
ba song ngaja namda de kai so go nyamni ye hi ma
nyamni ye shi ngam
nam nam ki ko Tado Namda Sorto Yehinga
Sorto
Mamma Sadrovi Hina Norso Sadrovi Hina Norso Norhi Norhi and Dalam Sadru Savatrovi
Savadruba
Madu, Madu, Taji loves you.
Duchat Nandak Sokot Yeshengang, Shedam Nandak Melong Yeshengang, Timuk Nandak Chuying Yeshengang, Naja Nandak Nyamni Yeshengang, Tadok Nandak Sawa Yeshengang,
Sadrubi,
Sadrub Yeshengang,
and then this. Tado Namda Sadovi. Tado Namda Sadovi Yehingan. That's it. Taking a tongue.
None of which he runs in trouble.
None such a thing I ran in a cigarette. None but a cigarette. Nang Rangin Numumba Nay Rangin number taba de eating a Rangin a thing angles. Reserve.
So then Rimushi made five lines of a verse that describe the five different kinds of transformation from the poisons into the different kinds of wisdoms. So the first line says that attachment, completely purified, is the nature of discriminating wisdom. Aversion, completely purified, is the nature of mirror-like wisdom. Dullness, completely purified, or ignorance, completely purified, is the nature of Dharma Dhatu wisdom. Pride, completely purified, is the nature of the wisdom of equality. There's no adjective for that case. Pride, completely purified, is the nature of all accomplishing wisdom. What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. Jealousy is the last one. Thank you. So jealousy, completely purified, is the nature of all accomplishing wisdom.
So
This process, or these sort of dual states here, where the nature of all sufferings that's created by these poisons is the true nature of the poisons is seen, can be compared to three similes. One is that within the essential, or essential nature of sesame seed is oil. So within the sesame seed is oil. Within milk is butter. And within water that is sedimented and stirred up, there is pure water.
Mugun Narma Julachin, a Toto to Nanchambonzo. Tepata Mugu, Mugula, Mugun Narma, Narma Sijitang, Narma, Moma Yang Tapa. Mugun Narma, the Mugu Yang Tapa Julachin. Narma Mayim Bate, Sondab Lasopa Sidu, Tepan Ravochea, Yerete, Mugun Narma Mare, Chuma Mugre. Mugun Narma Yang Tapa Julichine, Semna Mugu Yang Tapa Chine, Toto Tunyan Chamber Zoche Nelok Jutong, Semja Nelok Saja Chamber Toba Tang, and then Torba Tunyan Banzoche Zungzen Jin Chamberle Torba Tunyan Batusu Chequa, Toto Tunyan Chamber Zoche. He Mugu Yang Tapa Mugu Narmam Yang Tapa Tang, then a Toto Tunyan Jung Sova Tapa. Yeah.
The next four lines Teni Yung Dung Lingpa, think of us, behold us from the space where samsara and nirvana are equal. Engender genuine devotion in our mind, bring us to simultaneous realization and liberation. So the first line, again, is the name. This is the name that Lodrup Taye had as a tertön, as a treasure discoverer. And there are many, many treasure discoverers or Tertön's name have Lengpa in it. Chujur Lengpa and so forth. So,
Pema Lengpa, Karma Lengpa, Hikpo Lengpa, Lengpa Mundi.
So, one is calling upon him in that aspect as a Tertön. And where is it that he is looking at us from? It is from the space where samsara and nirvana are equal. Actually, the Tibetan says existence and peace are equal, and they're synonyms. Samsara and equals existence, and nirvana equals peace. So behold us from that place where samsara and nirvana are equal. And that space then again is emptiness, which points to emptiness as before. So if one asks if this equality of samsara and nirvana is something that's truly established and existent and all those other terms for that, no, because it is inseparable from this space of emptiness. So it is not truly existent. So then come the requests. The first one is engender genuine devotion in our mind. So of course this is the people who are making these requests are we who are the ones to be trained, the students, the people who are seeking to practice the path. And the word nyelma was translated here as genuine. It means actual or real or correct, the true thing in itself. Because devotion is something, you know, you might chant a prayer and it might sort of, you might get some feeling from it, and you might sort of take that as a devotion, whereas it's something that's not really very, doesn't go very deep, it's rather superficial. So what's asked here is this devotion is something that is comes from deep within us, that it's a very true and profound devotion. Then the last line says, bring us to simultaneous realization and liberation. The realization here is the realization of that which is the true nature of the mind, or Mahamudra. And then, having realized that, then one is immediately liberated. And what is one liberated from? One is liberated from dualistic perception. So at the exact same time, one both realizes Mahamudra, the true nature of the mind, and one is at the instant liberated from dualistic perception. Come on.
Yesok de chin in zeki Ranrik chuku rangyan jana tiki sanjan over zote. Tinjin cutting tinjin siki de cutting jinje sab lamanjino. Chitang sab lama, the rang lama la sab lamatang, lam lama ni ya lama la jupe lamasi. Tinjin sab lamanjino. Kavani zigno. Jetok de chin in zeke. Jetok, Chetan Dorje Tebelola, Jebu Changola Deva Chimbu Kolosegre, Isena, Jetok de Chinjinere, Deva Chimbinere. Jetok Deva Chimbinene, Daxo Dursanan Zeke. Jetan Lamanajo, Lama Gomba Capsayan, Jebu Tok Tongoy Ting Gombayan Yere, Jebu Tok do de Chinjinene.
lepe nana gomba yang yore. Ninga chela gomba yang yore, gomso madava mambure. I come there to talk deva chimine, it does all nomla ziki. Ranri chuku ran yan jan, chichi sanjendo banzuti. Ranri chichi same jin nilo ranzon repe yehi. Ranzon repe yehi tang, ranri yehi, so so ran repe yehi tang, then it. Tamarji hiba yang, donda jiba yore. Tamarji hiba rangu hiba. Rangre chuku rang yaran jarne. Rangzong rikpe yehi ondu jone. Chechik sanje ndropan zoje. Chechik la sanje jikomba ndropan la. Rangre chuku rang yaran jar gogre. Dor dona, semje nelok saja jembo to gogre. Semje nelok saja jembo mato na. Then he tap candidates zo, joined the chamber, the yok chamber, better chamber candidates zo, the young, Chichik Sanje Togumari. This and a Ranrik Chuku Rangyan Yarne, Chichik Sanje and Robanzoji. Chichi Ram Jeva Chigla, Sanje to combine Robaje, Lamenzoji. Yeah.
The next four lines, kind heard Lama, think of us, behold us from the place where great bliss. Of great bliss and the crown of our head, bring us to meet the very face of the Dharmakaya, the awareness of our true nature, and in this very life, bring us to complete enlightenment. So, the first line is self-evident, the kind root lama. Root lama, if one wishes to refer to the lama, the root lama of one's root lama, then that is called one's, like a lineage lama, another term if you want to go back a step. And this kind lama then is looking at us or beholding us from the place of great bliss on the crown of our head. So within the Vajrayana then, there are various chakras that are discussed, and the chakra of great bliss is usually considered to be on the top of one's head, but there are various interpretations. So one also finds it described as being inside one's head or one's brain or within the heart and so forth. Bring us to meet the very face of the Dharmakaya, the awareness of our own true nature. So this awareness of our own true nature or self-awareness is another name for the true nature of the mind. And other synonyms are the self-arisen, self-aware, primordial wisdom, or self-aware primordial wisdom. Or ordinary mind, or recognizing one's own essential nature. Specific, being clearly aware of specifics, this self-aware primordial wisdom, that is also another name. They all are basically synonyms for the true nature of the mind. And so, this is what we ask the Lama to bring us to see, to meet. And we then further, one asks that in this very life to bring us to complete enlightenment. So in order to reach enlightenment in this one life, one has to meet the very face of the Dharmakaya. One has to realize the true nature of one's mind. If one doesn't realize the true nature of one's mind, then no matter what you do, whatever kind of skillful means you employ, however much effort you expend, it will not bring you to enlightenment within this one time.
Dun 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 dun
Dungho Ninjong Dan drive is simply laying in bar. Dicto chin, dipatin. Tommy tun and cover you in town. Jeva Toma may be tuni, tapato, sipa comes home cover you in and bore champion. Champs it at the round one may be champion. Tadong dongan tami yon jorbe. Tadong tarong young. Tambichu nyams along the sipin chemale madron, dongan tam meba. Nyongan jorvat, yore Nyong jorve, nyongan jorna young, Joshe kichikan yam majipa. Joshe sijete, Jova, Joshe, Ninjong, same Jova, Patechikare. Ta Joshe Jova, Joshe, and Ninjong the law. During Buddha Kawachi, Kichik Samyang, Ninjong Yang Tapachi, Kichik Samyang Majibe, to two Tong Tong Yang Majibe. It is all. Jambu. Then in Lamanchino, this one. Lamanchino, said Lamanchino. Talk seven Ninji Chamber. Nor to Dagsola Ziki. Zing the Karakogodo, Ninjong Ting Nijever Sinjelo, Kovala, Ninjong, Johiam, Jova Jever Sinjilab to source. Titan, Letang Bob and Koval and Ninjong Majina, Chu Yang Tabo Yungo Yamar. This and this sort of the Ninjong Jever Sunday. Ninjong Tay and Chekale Kabu Hira Yavare, Masu Ninjong Yo Samgo Yarena, Ninjong Yang Tabachina, Sendele Hinja Sanime Bajungo Yavare. Also, the devil, the chief of the Gagadua, Ninjong, many young Tabu Chigu, memory. Yeah.
So then, that ends the section of calling on the lamas, the various lamas. And now we come to the sort of the second part of calling the lama from afar, which is. A list of one's faults and sort of an acknowledgement that one has these faults. So, and they go in the six line verses. So this one starts out with Khyama. Alas, sentient beings like ourselves who have committed negative actions wander in samsara from beginningless time, still experiencing endless suffering. We do not feel even an instant of repentance. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us, let renunciation arise from the depth of our heart. So the first line, sentient beings like ourselves who have committed negative actions. So one doesn't think of oneself as this perfect shining being that has not one slightest blemish. But one acknowledges that one has indeed faults, and that is sort of the beginning. If you think there's nothing wrong with you, then pride arises, and you won't be able to acknowledge what is not so positive within inside of you, and therefore change also becomes sort of very difficult, if not impossible. So the first line then is this acknowledgement that one has committed negative actions. And then because of this, one wanders in samsara from beginningless time. We've been wandering in samsara for time immemorial. And this wander here has the sense of being without any independence, being sort of helpless. One helplessly wanders within samsara. And still, one wanders in samsara and still experiences endless suffering. So one hasn't liberated oneself from the chains, literally the chains of existence. One is still caught within these, or still bound within samsara by these chains. And so because of that, not to speak of having repentance over a certain period of time, but not even an instant of repentance has arisen. So then one calls upon the Lama, and this line here is one that repeats itself throughout the rest of the prayer. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. And then one asks that the Lama bless us with renunciation that arise from the depth of our heart. Renunciation that arises from the depth of one's heart is very difficult for a beginner. Usually one thinks, oh yes, I've renounced samsara, but actually if one has really renounced samsara, then there's not even the slightest attachment to anything in samsara. So most of us haven't gotten to that point. That's true renunciation. So one asks the Lama then to help one achieve this.
Tene thome tene khobar cham sigite yuren cham sombe tanda ala samna nambe lolan khoba thoma me bare khoba thoma me bate ya demba trip thoma me ba mare malam ta ve thoma da thama me bare te yapo ako.
Then to comment further on this second line, wandering in samsara from beginningless time. The beginningless time, usually in Buddhism, it's said that samsara is without beginning and without end. However, it's important to understand that this without beginning and without end means that it's not a truly existent beginning or a truly existent end. It is without an illusion-like beginning and end, or a dream-like beginning and end.
Tene dandi kapsa rangla kovala ninjong amcho khe mi ninjong ke sem yapo mi na ta chen dele kencha ikembu yo na ninjong me bare ninjong me beto je chen dele kencha kembu yo ba yina te chike ende mangan do na yapo do.
So since most of us have not developed either any kind of renunciation or repentance, and most of us are quite attached to this life, then it's suggested that we repeat this first verse quite a few times.
Ninjong ke sem yapu yepe sen dele khenja me na tene doza yo mare tene dongo gumo do.
So then once this a true renunciation has arisen within us, then we don't really have to chant it anymore. Doza la ta 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 do do do. So there's nothing then to reverse or to counteract or to give up, and therefore you don't need to chant the verse anymore.
Kemo donde zindili ngindi toji tumi tune bo toro duma kami yor jome kuje 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 Lama keno toge nyo doze nyo dewa zendelo ya. Tanjur top jam, mate tons and king. To me, tend the sabbe ta the ying. To enchain tarpa droble lilucher, nor will ling ni latong lodger. Lamanchino took you your dozek, mulut and then rubber singelo. Decapso mulu may not so may loot top your ate, don't and then but young horse. Don't and then but rubber sova tabare, don't and then but theta. ชื่อโดนนังบลอละติงตองตันเตมะตะบะมะลุตินเตนดบะซินจิโลซงเตยตันจุรทบจังตารวะเจตังจุรวะจั่วเตตันจุรโจเจซังเบมะยุลุติงเตนซังทบจังมะเจตองเซนคิงมะยะเซนเตเซนเต เส้นเตยสวัสดิ์ดรอปเส้นเตยเตจิดรอปละยิงเนาะตะนี่มะเจตตงบละเซนดรตงเซนคิงกายเส้นเฮบกับสตะนี่เส้นเตยเส้นเตยเตจิลงโจกันเตจิโยนยังตะนี่ยานดรโกเรเพ็งบะยอมาเรตงบะเซนดรโกเรมะเจตตงเซนคิงทันจุรทมนยังงามะเจตตงเซซิงกิจิเร มัจเจตตงเซกันเตนโรกเรตมิเจนติสาเวตะตะยิงเซตัมปะจุตัมปะจุจิญัมลินละตุนะนัมปะสังเจปะตัมปะจุจิญัมลินละตุนะตงเมปะเจนเตยสาเวตะตะยิงวะเจนเตยสาวยะเจนเตยเลกะติเจนเดละตุเปะนาโซตันเจนเยปะ
ดันเจยบกับสเทนเจนเดซาบยาเกเพ็งกโดดันเจนจินัมโดละตุเตเพ็งบะเรอินเนยังงเนเพ็งบะยังตะบะเมบะเรเตมิเจนเดซาวามเลเกตะตุยิงวะยิงเดบะตงเจมโปเตทาร์บะดรบะเรตงเจมโปทาร์บะดรบะติอินเนยังตงตงจินทาร์บะดรบะเรเซบะละเลลุเจรวะเลโลจิ ซึนดุเมเปเลโลจิตึนจิทาร์บะดรบะติเลลุเชรวะเลลุวังดุซงวะนอร์วิลลิงนิลาตงลอจอร์เปตาตัมเปจุดรบเซจุดรบโจเปยอร์ดจิเปนอร์วิลลิงดาวเรนอร์วิลลิงนินอร์วิลลิงดเลนลาบะตงบะลาลอกวะจุบะเตยเยนโดตัมเปจุดรบ ตันดาทันจุจมุลุทรทอมเนจุมาดรมนานอร์วิลลิงนิลักลักปะตงบะละลอดรวะดาวเรโลจเปนอร์วิลลิงนิลักตงลักปะทามจุนอร์วิลลิงนิทามเปจุจิญัมนิเมบะลักปะตงบะลอกวะจุบเปจุบเปลามันเจนโนทุจิญอร์ดเซตันนอร์วิลลิงนิงาลักปะตงบะละลอดรวะดาวลามันเจนโน tok zewa ninje chebe zikhe. Mulu tuyente in dropar senji lo zing na karinan gondo roram. Mui lutin topande, te zung hirab dan denba, mui lutin topande, ton dan denba, damchun dropa che senji labdo so. Te mulu tuyente in dropa mulu son debre.
So the next six lines then deal with the topic of this precious human body and to make the life in which one has attained this body meaningful. Although we have to obtain a precious human birth with leisure and resources, we waste it in vain, constantly distracted by the activities of this hollow life. When it comes to accomplishing the great goal of liberation, we are overcome by laziness and return empty-handed from a land filled with jewels. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we make this life meaningful. So the first line, although we have obtained a precious human birth with leisure and resources, we waste it in vain. So the leisure and resources, there are 8 different kinds of leisure and 10 different kinds of resources for a total of 18. And having all of these then is considered to be a precious human birth, aside from just being a human birth. It's a precious one when it has all of these 18. But we waste it in vain. What do? We use our time here to accumulate wealth, to make pleasant times for ourselves and so forth, to make ourselves comfortable and so forth. So, and this is a waste because all of whatever it is that we accomplish in this life that's connected with worldly things, it will have to be left behind when we die. So we are constantly then distracted by activities of this hollow life. A life would not be hollow, or literally the Tibetan is without meaning or without significance, if we practice Dharma. It's the practice of Dharma that makes life meaningful. But we are caught instead within clinging to the self, and because we have this, think we have this self, then we want to take care of it in all of these wonderful ways, entertain it and all, whether it's by pleasant activities or work or whatever, we're continually distracted. And when it comes to accomplishing the great goal of liberation, we are overcome by laziness. So we become, when it comes to the real challenge of this life, what would really make it meaningful, the practice of Dharma and its goal of liberation, then all of a sudden our energy wanes and we don't seem to be able to find the time or the energy to do what we need to do. And the metaphor then for this whole situation is that one returns empty-handed from a land filled with jewels. So a land filled with jewels is a metaphor for a land where there is Dharma, where Dharma is present and one is able to connect with it. So being born in a land where there is Dharma is like being born in a land filled with jewels. And if one doesn't make this precious human birth meaningful by practicing Dharma, then that's the same as returning from this land filled with jewels empty-handed. One didn't pick up anything when one was there, so one returns with an empty hand. So then one calls on the Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion, bless us that we make this life meaningful, that we become people who are full of faith, joyous striving, and and wisdom. And in this way, through the practice of Dharma, may our life become significant.
The name Mulutom Nayang, Tende, Legale Ying De, Chuyapadrogomadona, so them de Ranka Chuyapadroma, Topayina, Tennis on them, the Mangandonia.
So if one has the precious human rebirth and one has trouble focusing on Dharma practice, then it's very good to, because one's distracted by work and the busyness of the world, then this is a verse that's very good to chant again and again.
Yang jikti tsende leka jamna yang tsende leka de mna jomata bu hina yang te chure jomata bu tingin zindang nyamdu yungre.
If one can recognize the work or the activity that one's doing within this world as being illusion-like, then that puts it within the realm of Dharma, that is a Dharmic understanding of the work one's doing, and then that's good.
Okay. Satting Leba Chickyang me, Tata Chicky into Parondo, Rang Yang, Yurva Nid in Chickyang, Yuran Doidrab, Sape, Nurpo Lamantino, Tuki Nur Dose, Lomi, Lona Tonga Singelo, Loni, Lomi, Lona Tonga, Matapa, Matapa Juli Chipa, Matapa Yapo Timber Chipare, Tam Matapa Yapo Timbers on Devry. Dictin the Kander, Sosuchevo. Simjin Sosuchevo Nam Chite Mahewa Zamling Sagong di Tengdo Mahepa Ludeba Chikamudo Machiga Lama Lagmudo. This Hena Tata Chinki Ninto Parondo Tata Naso Chiki Jisu Chik Chik Hibi Jisu Chik Higre Chiki Ninto Parondo Vate Then he Chik Hibi Jisu Chik Jokun Joko Hedogre. Tata Chiki Ninto Parondo Tanda Zamling Sakong di Tingna Motumsor Kateyore, De Lo Jala, Chigalama, Lugumari Kangan Dogre, Chigini Ting Jokun Dogre. Tanda Purpaso, Wang Hutin Sanka Jan, Dogan Do Ten Nagi, Naso, Sanka Jan, Dogir, and the Kiavala Sanka Jagumdo, so sorry,
Rangin
Jan Sankan Dogja. Tata chiki nyende paru chiki jila, tata chiki jila chiki hien dogado. Tata chiki jila chiki jikten paru dun dogado. Chiki nyinto isi. Pangdek ni dona chiki jila chiki lamsang dogado wa ten dao. Chiki jila nyipan tui te jikten paru dun dogado. Jikten paru cheva samare. Dang hazo kanga lamga lan dogado yore. Degi yo samgado, degi yo mare dogado.
Tanda nga so gangpa di nana de yo samgudu wo, ina nga ne se nan roga yewe. Tata te nor song nga so de yo samdeyo. Rangyang nyorwa nye dun che gu chang. Ta sentien tam che chik ji nye do dun chik din paru che ba sama nan roga do. Rangyang, nga rang rangyang nyorwa nye do, yun rengpo mudu pa nyorwa nye dun che gu chang. Nyor dun che gu niyang, tarong, Yunin doi drap se pe nying rorpo, yun rengpo la doi drap se ba. Tanda lo, sumche yipcho ngapcho ndrawo ina, lo jachu gupchu samlong tang dugu yore, lo jachu gupchu chandik zogu yore. Ten drawo yun rengpo doi drap, doi ya ka chandik se ba, se zogu do ngarang. Ngarang nying rorwa ndrawo re. Nying ror, nying de ror song na nying ki pinyin togu ma re. Nying ror ndrawo, nying ror deba ndrawo re. Rang la chung, Rang ke chung je ke do. Yunen doitrap sepa ngarang nying ro te panta ure. Laman che no. Ta ti se na ngarang nying ro te panta ure in do. Laman che no. Thuk ji nyor te se. Thuk te wa nying ji chenpyo ngala nyor te su ro na. Karin so go go do. Lung mi lo na thong ar sin je lo. Long me pa tu su me pa. Mata pa ya po te na tu su shita mando yobu do go do. Long me pa lo na thong ar. Mata Batina, same to two tong tong, you go retained our Lona Tonga Sengilo. Nor then Chevatin, but Sengil Labdusso. Join and be some no Matangba to two tong tonga some no tango. To two tong tonga some no tanga, to two tong tong the tree abo drop to grey. Then a monk Java to two ring with some no tanga, tong tong the tree abo drop to your mother. Yeah. This one.
No.
Yeah.
So the next verse then really deals with impermanence, the fact that nobody's going to be staying around for very long. There is no one on this earth who will not die. Even now people are passing away one after the other. We also must soon die, but like a fool, we plan to live long. Lama, think of us, bless us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we curtail all of our scheming, which I give another interpretation for that. So there is no one on this earth who will not die, so that everybody is going in one direction. Even now people are passing away one after the other. So if one thinks about how many thousands of thousands millions of people are on the planet, and nobody really lives much longer than 100 years. That's unusual in itself. And so people are dying off like flies, basically, all the time. And we don't see this, we don't realize it. Rinpoche said it's like these people that are going to death are just like Tibetans that are crowding in to take a wong, you know, to take an initiation. These Tibetans push, you know, to get this initiation. Well, just that's the way we're all going in towards death, basically. There's just, we are crowding the gates, so to speak. So, and also, for example, we think we're staying in this place here in the Shrinal, but actually we're not staying, we will be gone. In the sense, we think we're staying in this body, but actually we're leaving it. So it's not only that others are dying off, but we ourselves will also go through this process. And so even though it's inevitable, if we look around us, what's happening, we still insist on making preparations as if we're going to live for a long time. We think, oh, 70, 80, 90 years, of course. So we have our minds sort of fixated in this way. And that's very foolish. The Tibetan for this means that one's heart is sort of like rotten, no? Rotten. It's like you have a rotten heart, but it's not rotten the way you think of it in English. It just means it's sort of like you're stupid. You're just kind of dumb, no? You're foolish because you don't see that. So if you don't have the intelligence to make the connection between other people's death and your death, then, you know, that's a sad state to be in. So then we call upon the Lama. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. And what we ask is that there are actually a couple ways of understanding this. And the way Rinpoche interpreted is that we don't have a long time to stay. So we're only here a short time. So that is equivalent to the impermanence. And we should then remember impermanence often, sort of, and think about it for short periods. So when we're thinking about what we're going to be doing in the future, then to think about it for short periods, remembering that impermanence is always sort of functioning. So that's, in a sense, sort of curtailing your scheming, not to make long, long plans, but to kind of keep your plans short.
Short. Long, short. My years are daily by the journey, that I begin in the world.
Yeah.